Gasoline prices are expected to rise over the next few days, but not necessarily because of uncertainty overseas in the Middle East. Insight from Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service. Tom, what can drivers expect?
Well, we're going higher because there's probably about a dozen states that are transitioning either yesterday, today, or tomorrow to the summer gasoline. And that summer gasoline is about 30 cents more expensive. So if you throw that in with all the worries about Iranian hostilities against Israel, you've got the recipe for a spring hike and probably a spring top as well.
Okay. So revisit some basics here. Why is it that we use these blends of gas in the summer?
Well, we use the blend of summer gasoline because some of the components that are baked into the winter gasoline formula have issues with ozone and with volatility. So we have to switch away from those because we're going to have 90 and 100 degree temperatures. And some of those components, you might think of something like butane, which you use on a lighter perhaps, but it's very, very cheap and you can't use it after April 15th in the formula for gasoline.
Oh, I don't think I ever heard that explanation. So bring the Middle East back into the conversation here. There was not a huge reaction after the Iran attack on Saturday because there was minimal damage to Israel, right? Now what? What are we watching for now?
Well, last year, 2022 to 2023, we hit the bottom in December 13th, and we hit the top of the market for the first half on April 12th. So last Friday could be the highest numbers we see for futures until the second half of the year. My sense is you're going to continue to see retail move up because wholesale has. But we're probably close to the eighth or ninth inning of this first half 2024 rally. When you see a lot of predictions of $4 and $5 and the highest gas prices ever, that's when you know that probably the top is in.
Okay, so what about this Middle East uncertainty? If that stays, what does that mean for the price of oil and therefore perhaps gas?
There's probably about a $5 or $6 per barrel or maybe a 25 cent per gallon premium on gas prices right now and on crude oil prices. Again, history shows that these numbers are very tidal. They tend to almost always go up in March and April. And if you're long in the gasoline futures market, you tend to think like you're riding Secretariat back in 1973. But if you're long gasoline when Kentucky Derby comes around, you feel like a horse's you-know-what.
We're speaking with Tom Kloza. He's the Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service. We're talking about rising gas prices. The cheapest in the country versus the most expensive in the country?
Well, the most expensive is easy. That's in California, and there's a lot of prices there, about $5.50. And as temperate as I am about the gasoline price forecast, I'm not particularly temperate for Western states like California, Nevada, and Arizona. They just don't have enough refining to handle demand. At the Gulf Coast, you could probably still buy gasoline for close to $3. Those numbers will probably disappear for a while, but they'll come back in the middle of the summer. And then we have to worry about hurricane season and all the other things that come with intense temperatures in August and September.
And explain that then. Why is hurricane season a concern with regards to the price of gasoline?
Well, you saw a lot of reports on the weekend about the Strait of Hormuz, where about 20 million barrels a day of oil goes out to the rest of the world. Very quietly but significantly, the U.S. Gulf Coast of Mexico has become the second major choke point. We export about 12 million barrels a day of crude, various hydrocarbons, and refined products. So if we get a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, and there's about 10 million barrels a day of refining on the coast there, it can have some really colossal consequences.
Which would mean what? Prices could go where?
Which would mean a temporary surge in prices, not just for the U.S., but the rest of the world.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service.